The Warriors are headed to Orlando to resume what is the longest road trip of the season as they face the Magic on Friday. It'll be the start of 3 games and 4 nights for the team on the road. Wednesday in Los Angeles, the Warriors opening this trip against the Lakers at Staples Center. And L.A. presenting a real challenge. The game went to overtime where the Warriors were able to pull away for the win, 127-123, the final in OT. Here's KD after the game.
We got stops when we needed. We turned the ball over too much tonight. I got them going. We got stops when we needed it. We hit big shots down the stretch. They did a good job of switching our actions. And, you know, when play broke down, we made some good plays, driving to the basket and kicking and finishing. And guys made plays in overtime as well. Steph hit 2 big threes and kind of gave us a nice cushion.
Kevin, what's kind of your mindset when you were hitting some key shots down the stretch?
Me?
Yeah.
Just don't think about it. It doesn't matter if I make or miss. I know if I shoot a disciplined shot, shoot a good shot, and I stay, you know, focused on, you know, the mechanics of my shot, then don't worry about if it goes in, and I just let it fly. And luckily tonight, that 3-ball went in and was able to, you know, send us overtime.
What do you think it says about Steph that after a rough regulation, he's able to come up big like he did in OT?
I mean, I don't see why you're surprised about that. I mean, he's a superstar. He is a megastar. So rough nights, he done been a part of rough nights, you know, his whole life, and that's why it's a 48-minute game. Well, tonight is a 53-minute game, so luckily we got 5 extra minutes, and he came through and knocked it down, knocked some big shots down for us, made some big free throws, and got a solid one.
You mentioned some of the head-scratching turnovers where you're just kind of just throwing it away, unforced. How do you guys kind of bust out of this? Because it has been kind of a theme really this year.
Well, just make the simple play, you know, try not to make the home run pass. And but that's just a part of who we are, to be honest. You know, we kind of tiptoe the line between, you know, being super solid and just, you know, just playing just street ball, to be honest. You know, guys coming down, shooting threes, making behind-the-back passes, making, you know, thread-the-needle passes. So that makes us who we are. That gives us our swagger. But at the same time, we got to do a better job of knowing when we can make those plays and when we can try to swing for a home run.
In the long run, Kevin, do you prefer to be challenged like you were tonight against teams that you should be?
I feel like we're always challenged. I mean, we still got to tip the ball up and play no matter what, who's on the court for us. So start of the game is we got to be focused from just, you know, the start to the end. So I feel like every team in this league can challenge us or beat us on any given night if we don't play focused and locked in basketball. And, you know, that's the thing we're going through now is the, you know, the start of the game, always, you know, be ready every possession.
You've gotten to see Brandon during Team USA and during his rookie year and go up against him tonight. How have you seen him evolve?
Just confidence. Luke put the ball in his hands and let him make plays, and all night he made plays. He finished over top. He made the J. You know, he made good decisions. So as a player playing against him, I hate to see it, but if I was watching on TV, I'd be really excited for him because you can see that he's learning and getting better. And he's, you know, growing as a player, man, and his teammates believe in him and his coaches believe in him. That's all you really want as a player.
Did you feel like he was a lot more aggressive and confident tonight than the last time you guys matched
up? Yeah, I mean, when coach put the ball in your hands and tell you to go, I mean, you know, that's what he's been doing his whole life is, you know, being a killer. And, you know, that's what all his teammates were saying to him on the bench. I'm sure that's what all his friends and family tell him. Just be who he is, man. Coach put the ball in his hands and, you know, told him to do his thing, and he did it.
And here's what we heard from Coach Kerr in the postgame.
We played with some fight last few minutes of the game and then of regulation and then also in overtime. But it took us seemingly most of the game before we really competed and played with some passion. But we finally brought it, and that's what got us the win.
You guys had some turnover issues this year. Was tonight particularly careless with some of those passes?
Particularly galling would be the word. I like the word galling. Tonight was absolutely galling. There were some mind-boggling plays out there, and I don't know what to tell you. We've got to be able to take better care of the ball and make better decisions. And maybe I'll try a different tact from here on out. I don't know.
What do you think of Steph's night overall? You know, the shooting struggles, did he seem limited to you with that hand wrap, and then obviously he kind of gets going in overtime?
I don't know if he was limited or not. You can ask him. Obviously, he had a horrible start to the game, but what makes Steph Steph is on a night like tonight, he still can make huge plays, which he did down the stretch. He really got it going and made big shots for us and defended. it takes a special player to bounce back within the same game and be able to reverse things, and that's what he did.
Hey Steve, why was Ingram so effective tonight?
Yeah, well, he was getting downhill on us, getting to the rim, and he was very aggressive. They got him to some spots where he could operate and played a great game.
I was going to ask you, what do you make of specifically Durant and Ingram kind of having their moments back and forth?
Okay, it was a KD game. You know, anytime there's constant switching, a lot of our offense changes because everyone, usually we have a lot of flow and cutting and screening, and all of a sudden everybody's switching everything. And that's the beauty of having KD. You can just throw it to him and get the switch you want and have him attack. So he carried us, I thought, in many ways tonight.
That death line of half this five, whatever you want to call it, it's minus this season in about 50-something minutes. What particularly do you think why that lineup has struggled like it did at the end of the first half tonight?
That unit has to play with great energy. Because it's small, Draymond has to guard the five. KD has to defend the rim and rebound, and we've got to stop the ball and penetration. I just don't think anything matters unless you play hard. You can talk about all you want in terms of what plays we run or adjustments to make, but the reason that lineup has been so potent over the years is they compete like crazy, and I didn't think we competed tonight. I don't think we've really competed that well all year, just the way it is right now.
Lakers are a team we're kind of not sure where to slot them. Do you find them as a team to be reckoned with?
Of course. Their talent level has gone way up, and their young guys are getting better, and they were impressive tonight.
Mega minutes for all your main guys tonight. I mean, are you already thinking about different ways to maybe rest over this road?
Andre is the only one I'm really concerned about. Steph and KD, not a big deal. I don't even think the numbers were that high. KD was the only one in the 40s in an overtime game. So that, the other guys were 35, 38, which is fine. But on this trip, we'll have to find some rest for Andre. He played a lot of minutes. If Andre is available, I'm just going to play him, and that's the problem. He's too good to keep off the floor, but he's getting older, and we got to give him some rest. So the best way to do that is just not suit him up so that I can't point to him and put him in the game.
What do you think with Andre specifically, the fact that you have been able to find rest days and just his regimen, where does that go into play in him being able to have nights where he logs a lot of minutes?
You just said it. Yeah. You just said it. We try to give him enough rest in between games and an occasional game off, and then he keeps himself in great shape. That's the main thing. He watches what he eats, and he's constantly with the trainers, and he's working on his conditioning.
Now games 2 and 3 of this 6-game road trip pick back up in Florida, with the Warriors heading to Orlando for a game Friday against the Magic. Then they'll face the Heat in Miami on Sunday. In LA, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.